The record below contained Dr. Smith's note, which did clear Mr. Ainsworth to return to work on the 15th. It contained Mr. Ainsworth's deposition testimony, where he was unable to establish an inability to work or any actual wage loss flowing from having to perform light duties. That's the record below, and it is sufficient, we believe, to establish a genuine issue of material fact with all inferences to the non-moving party, Progressive, on the extent of his damages, which is what the issue is. And you're absolutely correct. That is the point on Olympic Steamship, and Dayton is absolutely on point. Dayton says very clearly damage disputes are not subject to Olympic Steamship. Olympic Steamship is a very isolated set of search situations involving pure coverage disputes.
How about disputes over when coverage ends?
I do not believe Olympic Steamship applies in that context, because again, in this context, it drives the damage question. It's no different than if you had a car accident. Sure, there's coverage for the car accident. There's a dispute over the damages. How much does it cost to repair? Or how long do you need a rental car? What's a reasonable time for someone to rent a car? What's a reasonable time for this gentleman not to return to work? That's a damage dispute, and that's what drives us. Again, Progressive paid the wage loss. They stopped paying once his doctor said he could return to work.
But it was based on Progressive construction of the policy language that grants coverage.
It's based upon the policy language. Of course it is. The policy language talks about a definition of what income continuation and income loss means. That's just a definitional issue.
And your primary case is Dayton.
Dayton on the Olympic Steamship issue. Now, on the IFCA claims, the question on IFCA is really twofold. Is it an unreasonable denial of benefit? We don't believe it is. Secondly, is it unreasonable? Unreasonableness is a question of fact. Entitlement to IFCA is a de novo review as well. This court should not have weighed the adjustment or investigation of the claim based on the record that was presented and made a decision on that. I'll draw the court's attention to a case called Morella v. Safeco. It is Judge Lasnik's decision, C-120672 RSL. In that Morella case, Judge Lasnik certified to the Washington State Supreme Court.
We're aware of that.
I wanted to make sure the court was aware of that because it impacts the trebling or doubling issue in this particular case. Morella does also have some language that addresses a very similar case involving another insurer's decision. This is the Hurless case, Preferred Insurance versus Hurless versus Preferred Insurance, where the court in that federal court decision said a wage loss dispute like this is not subject to IFCA.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.